97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Well, we're reunited and it feels pretty good, guys.
It feels so good.
Oh, so good. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to.
That song did not hit the
pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't want to say.
It feels
I didn't want
just
to,
okay.
I didn't want to say that it feels so good if you didn't feel the same way. So
No.
I just.
Trust me, it's all on this side of the table.
Okay.
All
it's
the joy.
A Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Pretty good.
Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio together once again for another round of Beer 30. You can check out the podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Hi, guys. What's up?
What's happening, Danny?
Oh, just ready to enjoy whatever this is.
Beer.
You know, Friday morning, a little cold beer. Cheese. I can't think of anything better.
Did you say cheese? I love cheese.
No, I did not, but man, I could sure go for some. In front of us today, we've got a beer from the Oregon Trail. Well, not really the trail, but from Oregon. It's a Pelican Brewing. This is their umbrella New World India Pale Ale, and really the only reason that this wound up in my hands is because it does say New World. And I thought they were trying to, when I first glanced at it, I'm like, they're really trying to say, like, this is the only, you know, the newest IPA, we're going to own the category. And it was, no, it's a reference to, obviously, United States being the New World discovery. So,
as they were on the Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Right.
This beer, if we go through the AA, TMF, which is the aroma, appearance, taste, mouthfeel, finish. You know, first thing, this comes in at 7.4%.
Really?
So it's a bigger beer than most people, you know, than you can really taste. Truth be told, I did sneak a couple sips in before we started reviewing it. And then it comes in at 60 IBUs. Remember the IBU scale, which is International Bitterness Units. That goes, you know, it's usually from zero, obviously, all the way up to 100. There are beers out there that scale above 100, but most palates, all palates, can't detect anything above 100. It's just too bitter.
This one goes to 11.
So yeah, anything over 100, it's going to be a hot bomb. It's going to be super bitter. But then again, it's going to be so intense that your palate won't even be able to register it. So it's really, don't spend the extra money for anything above 100 IBUs, in my opinion.
Especially if they're charging for it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're paying by the IBUs.
Right.
You're looking at you, Dogfish Head.
Wow.
Well, look how tight the bubbles are in this. I don't know if it's the color that just my eyes were drawn to it, but it had, like, the way that the bubbles are coming up, it's like a champagne almost.
Yeah, it is. You know,
indeed.
If we jump around with that ATMF, but it's definitely really, the carbonation is interesting. I like it. It's definitely like tight, small, tight champagne-like bubbles instead of, you know, like a soda pop where you're going to have big carbonation kind of pellets. You can feel it almost when you drink it. So that's really adding a lot of complexity to the mouthfeel of this beer.
Yes.
You know, the appearance on this thing, it's, you know, it's golden in color. It looks like a pretty standard, you know, pale ale, a little lighter on the gold side versus a little amber.
Straw, I would say almost.
Yeah. You know, the aroma on this thing, as soon as we cracked the bottle, it smelled like a skunk was in the studio. And for a second, is maybe I forgot I put on deodorant today, but no, this is the beer. It's really danky. I know Brad hates that description, but it's really, you know, you get that right away. And I think everyone can identify now that it's legal in California.
A medieval dungeon. Smells like a dank medieval dungeon.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Dark and dank.
Also legal in California.
Yes.
Yes.
The aroma is super strong. You can smell those hops.
The aroma, as this has been open, though, I'm sorry for that. As this has been open, the aroma, I don't know if I'm just used to it now, the aroma really has dissipated a lot.
You know, the taste of this thing, when you get in, and you definitely get the bitterness. The only drawback I'm going to say is that the hops are a little one-noted, and it just kind of sticks back in the back of my mouth. I can't shake the hop flavor. And it's maybe that's something you're looking for. It's just really sticky. But it's like, I feel like the bitterness is increasing at the less time I take a sip. So I took a sip and now it's just sitting here on my on my palate like a coaster. And it's like drying out my mouth, super oily. I got a little bit of like oil slick feeling on my palate and it's just sitting there and it's not pleasurable.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you, when you mentioned, you said it was 7%.
7.4.
Yeah, when you get to like 7.4, 7% or higher, you know, those are beers that you're going to sit back and sort of sip and not, you know, typically speaking. This feels much more crushable and like it's designed to be enjoyed at a faster rate. I actually really like this beer. The finish, the drying finish notwithstanding, I thought the nose has been giving was great. I think the mouthfeel is really nice. It's just the way it's just sort of lingering, you know.
I think it's trying to be a West Coast IPA, but then offer its own style. It's confusing. The finish is not great. I would not drink this again.
What about you, Daniel?
I actually dislike the smell at first, but I like the taste better. It's like the opposite. Bizarro world.
Man.
I know.
Up but, is down, down is up.
But I would give it, are we still doing thumbs middle? Because I think I give it a thumbs middle.
Maybe thumbs middle. You can go. This is your show.
Okay.
Then. Yeah, I'm like a thumbs like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I would drink another one. I think it's good.
Yeah, I'd pass.
Fair enough.
No thumb.
No thumb.
No thumb
Not
whatsoever.
Even a thumb down. He's just going to take his hand out.
I withdraw. I'm going to leave the studio right now just because of this.
Fine. Get out. Well, you have the podcast to go to. So you can check out that podcast at Google Play and iTunes. It's called Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers, Danny.